Jamal Bowman requested police protection at home while championing defunding police. By Wendell Hasibo on June 27, 2021. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, requested additional police protection at his New York home in January while demanding police departments be defunded in America. About a week after the January 6 incident at the Capitol, we received a request from the congressman's office for increased police presence at his residence. Yonkers Police Department Detective Lieutenant Dean Politopoulos told the New York Post. In response, our intelligence unit was notified of the request and the local precinct instituted what is called a directed patrol at the congressman's home for the next 2 weeks, Politopoulos explained. Bowman's calls for additional police protection comes as he has called for defunding police for Americans, in which he said in December of 2020 to defund the system that's terrorizing our communities. A system this cruel and inhumane can't be reformed. Defund the police, and defund the system that's terrorizing our communities, he said. Bowman added in an April tweet, "We screamed defund the police so we could reallocate those resources towards something that focuses on true public health and public safety." Meanwhile, establishment Democrats are attempting to pretend they are the party of actually funding police. "We are the only party in Washington right now funding the police," Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, told the New York Times, "even as we fight for important reforms and racial justice." Representative Val Demings, DFL, candidate for Senate against Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, has also tried to change the narrative by accusing Republicans of being the anti-police party. When it came to supporting resources for local communities, including law enforcement, not one Republican voted in favor of that funding, she explained. "When first responders needed them the most, one of those moments, they just didn't deliver." The establishment Democrat attempt to shift the narrative may be due to 30% of Americans sometimes feeling unsafe in public as crime rages in American cities, according to a May poll. Breitbart News reported June 23 that homicides have increased 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, and 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shooting are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, and 18% in Democrat-run Chicago.